Okay, let's get into Yecheskel Perek Yud Zayin. This is a perek that is a riddle. It is a chida. The perek starts off, the first half of the perek is a chida and a mashal. It said, it's called both. A chida and a mashal, which the Mefarshim say, something that is totally not understandable, and then something that is understandable somewhat, and then the second half of the perek deals with the nimshal and what we are supposed to understand from that mashal. And the last couple of psukim of the perek are a nechama of what happens after the galus. Again, we had in the last parak the prophecy of the destruction, and now we're going to get into more of the details. The Radak says on the first pasuk, on the second pasuk, Vayidvar Hashem Elai Limar, Yecheskel again says, this is what Hashem said to me, Ben Adam, Chud Chida U'Mishal Mashal, give over this riddle, El Beis Yisrael, give it over. The Radak says, Hachida Hu Adavar Hasasum, Achida is something that is not understandable. Yavinu mimenu davar acher. You understand something else from it. V'hamashal hu dimyon adavar lo davar acher. Mashal already is one step closer. V'hu chida shalo yavinu kol adam el hamaskilim. You have to think hard. But again, it's not said in the normal, in the normal way. Most of what we have had so far has been understandable, rebuke, straightforward. But here it is a chida. The Rambam talks about this pasuk in the Psicha Tamar Nevuchim, where the Rambam says, Da ki mafteach havanas kol ma she'amru ha'neviim olav ha'shalom. The key to understand everything the neviim said, the yedias hamitaso hu havanas hamshalim v'inyaneim ubir l'shon oseim. There are so many nevuot that are given as a mashal. Kfar yadata, Hashem already said, uvi'yada neviim adameh, write a pasuk in Hosea, v'yadata amru chod chida u'mishal mashal. He quotes our pasuk here. V'yadata, ki machmas ribui shimush ha'neviim b'mishalim amar ha'navi. Heim omrim li halo memshal mishalim hu. Right, the navi is called someone who deals with mishalim. Shlomo HaMelech figured out all the mishalim and the chidot. Interesting, the Rambam is alluding to, I think, that the navi often gets nevuah in Mishalim and Chidot, and here, and sometimes, he's meant to give it over in Mishalim and Chidot. Right? We know the Rambam talks about at length in both in Pirshei Mishnayos, in Sanhedrin, and also in the beginning of Sefer Yisod HaTorah, beginning of Mishnah Torah and Yisod HaTorah. He talks about the differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im, and in Perek Zayin, he talks about the four differences between the Nevuah and Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu, two of the 13 principles. The Rambam says, Kol advarim sha'amarnu, hein derech ha'nevuah, l'chol ha'nevi'im harishonim, v'achronim, chutz b'Moshe Rabbeinu, rabban shal kol ha'nevi'im. Except for Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rabban of all Nevi'im, everything I've talked about, the Rambam says already in this parak and parak Zion, which discusses how does one become a Navi, and one is misbodeid, then one perfects themselves, and the Ruach HaKodesh is Shorah Alav. So that is all by other Nevi'im, not by Moshe. Uma hefresh yesh bein nevuas Moshe l'shar kol ha'nevi'im. What's the difference between the quality of the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im? So number two is the one that's important for us. But let's start with the first one. Number one, shakol ha'nevi'im b'chalom o b'mar'eh. U'Moshe Rabbeinu v'hu ar v'omeid. Other Nevi'im are in a trance, right? They're in a dream. They're sleeping. And Moshe Rabbeinu is awake. Shneimar, ubebo Moshe el ho'el moed ledaberi tov ha'yishma sakol. Number two, kol ha'nevi'im al yidei malach. All the Nevi'im, it's some type of indirect communication. Lefichach roin mashein roin b'mashal v'chida. They themselves only see the Nevuah through a mashal and a chida. Our perek is about the next step, that the Nevuah, the Navi is not supposed to give it over to us directly. Most of the time, we can assume that the Navi sees it in a mashal and a chida, interprets it, and then gives it over to us in a clear way that we can understand it. But here Hashem is telling Yecheskel, first give it over in a mashal way, and then explain it to them. Moshe Rabbeinu lo ayyadei malach. Moshe Rabbeinu was direct, shenemar pe'al pe'al dabar bo, v'dibar Hashem al Moshe, panim al panim, which one has Hashem yabit, quoting all the psukim, klomar she'ein sham mashal el roeh hadavar al burio below chida, below mashal. No chidos. Hu shatar me'idalav. That's what the Torah says. Umar evelo b'chidos. She'ena mistape b'chida el b'mar sheroa hadavar al burio. Number three. Once we're here. Now, kol neviim yirein v'niv halin u'musmog again. Other neviim were in a shock. They were shaking. Moshe Rabbeinu ain't okay. Kasher yidaber ish el re'eyu. Kamoshe yin adam nifhal l'shmo divrei chaveiro. Kachaya b'dayto shel Moshe Rabbeinu. And finally, number four, who starts the conversation? Kol neviim ein misnabin b'chalei she'ir tzu. Moshe Rabbeinu ain't okay. Ela kol zman she'yachpots ruach ha'kodesh lavashto u'nevuas shore alav. Whenever Moshe wanted to, then he could be in communication. It doesn't say that Moshe could call to Hashem. It's just whatever he wants. Ruach HaKodesh, Lavashto, Unevua Shore Alav, Veitzorach Lachavein Daito, Ulehizdamela. Shehu Mechuvan Mizuman Veomeid Kamalachei Asharis. Wow. He is Mechuvan and Mizuman, like an Alachei Asharis. V'nikshara Daito B'tzur Ha'olamim. V'lo Nistali Kahod Me'alav La'olam. V'karen Or Panav V'niskadesh Kamalachim. Right, the current Arpanav, the shining, doesn't mean a physical shine, that his face was shining. It means, according to the Rambam, somehow that he is connected to Hashem forever. So the Rambam in that Psicha to the Mor Nevuchim, maybe is alluding to this idea, that here Yechezkel is told to give it over in a Chida and a Mashal way, even though that's how always Nevi'im get it. The Das Mikra here in the Hagdama to the Perek discusses that possibly, right, Yechezkel, the other Nevi'im really didn't give Chidot, but it could be that where he was, he was in Bavel, and it could be that the people around him, he was somewhat more nervous to discuss actual names. Even in this parak, he doesn't mention the name Nebuchadnezzar, he doesn't mention the name Paro, he mentions the places, but he doesn't mention the name, possibly because of where he was is a little different than being in Yerushalayim. Maybe he's somewhat nervous, chashash sakana, in that regard, and maybe that's part of the Chida message. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, says the Pasuk. So, Ben Adam, say this Chida. The Amarta, this is the Chida, this is the riddle. Ko Amar Hashem Elokim. Ha Nesher Ha Gadol, Hashem says, this great Nesher. So what is a Nesher? We usually treat a Nesher as an eagle. Many say that maybe it really is a vulture. Maybe it's a vulture. Okay, either way, Ha Nesher Ha Gadol, who we will see is Nebuchadnezzar, Gedol HaKnafayim, Erech HaEver, great wingspan, Mole HaNotza Shalo HaRikma, colorful. So again, what is this mashal? It means he's great, both in power, he rules over the whole world. Ba'al HaLevanon, he comes to the Levanon, which means Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see. Maybe it means Yerushalayim, maybe it means the Beis HaMikdash. Vayikach es Tzameres HaErez. He takes the Tzameres of the Erez. The Erez, the Radak explains, is the tallest tree. The Tzameres is the top part of the tallest tree. So the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, all of that is the top. Gavoa Shebigavoa. And the Nesher is the Melech HaOfos, says the Radak. So that's what's happening here. Es Rosh Yenik Yosef Kataf. He cuts off the parts of the Erez tree, right, which is the Mashal to Yerushalayim. Ve'yivayol Eretz Kanan. And he brings it to Eretz Kanan. So normally Eretz Kanan means Eretz Kanan, Eretz Yisrael. But the Mefarshim, Rashi, the Radak here say Kanaan means Canaanites are merchants. So which is the merchant country here? It's Eretz Bavel. That's what it's referring to. Meaning, he put him, he brought them, he brought the king, Tzidkiyahu, he brought him to Bavel. Be'ir Rochlim Samo, in the city of merchants. Vayikach mi Zera Haaretz, and he took from the Zera Haaretz. What's the Zera Haaretz? He brought from the seed of the kings. Zera Haaretz, he didn't bring somebody new to be king. Radak, Zem Mashal Tzidkiyahu. Shoyim mi Zera Hamalucha, Klomar. Shlo Himlich ba Melech Me'am Acher. Shlo Haya Yodea Mishpat Haaretz. Nebuchadnezzar started, things could have worked out differently if we wouldn't have rebelled. So he takes Mizera Haaretz Vayitzadeo B'Stei Zera, and he puts him in the Stei Zera in Bavel, Kach HaMayim Rabim Tzavtzaf HaShmo, but he puts him in a lowly state. Next to water, but a lowly state. What's a Tzavtzafa? That, if we remember, sometimes we know Sukkim from Yechezkel, from the Gemara. Tzavtzafa, the Mishnah tells us in Sukkah, is the inferior pasul arava. The Mishnah in Sukkah, Lamed Gimel Amed Beis, Niktam Rosho Nifritzu Alehav, a Tzavtzafa Psula. A tzavtzafa is pasul. Rashi quotes there, min arava, va'alesh ale agul. It has round leaves, right? It's a bad arava. And that's what the Gemara Darshan quotes our pasuk. Ma'ikra kachamayim rabim, tzavtzafa shmo, samo, it's a type of a willow. But interesting, the arava, so to speak, in all the midrashim is the inferior one of the dalan minim. Right, the midrashim, that this reach and tam, the esrog, the lulav, the arava is the inferior, it's the lowest, and the tzavtzafa is the lowest of the lowest. It's the inferior arava, and that was the social status. Nebuchadnezzar wanted us to keep that low status, and everything would have been fine. Problem is, as we'll see, there was rebellion. Vayitzmach vahi legefen sarachas, even though he planted the seed, the mashal continues, and it grew, the gefen grew to a vine, shiflas koma, but a lowly vine next to the ground, lefnos del Yosef elav, v'sharashav tachtaviyu, right next to its roots, v'tehi legefen v'tas badim v'tashalak paros, it started growing. V'yehi, that's part one. There was this big nesher, Nebuchadnezzar. V'yehi nesher echad gadol, there was another nesher. as Rashi says, Mitzrayim. Gedol kanafayim v'rab notza, but it wasn't as great and big as the earlier Nesher. What happens here? This is a mashal for to the Jews running to try to see if Mitzrayim can help them out to defeat Bavel. This vine yearned its roots towards this other Nesher. Right? They wanted, they were hungry, they were starving to be with this other Nesher, Mitzrayim. They thought that this other Nesher would be able to save it. And it sent its growths towards Mitzrayim, Lahashko Sasa, please give us water. Miarugos Mata, El Ste Tova Mayim Rabim Hishdula Lasos Anafalasis Peri Leos Lagefen Adaris. It was trying. Emor says Hashem, Koamar Hashem Elokim, Titzlach. Is this vine going to be successful, right, by going for the second Nesher? Halo Asher Asher Yenatik, the first Nesher already cut off its roots. Vespiria Yakoses Vyavesh. Kal Tarpet Simchativa, it's all dried out. Velobizroa Gedolo Vamrav, and didn't even have to use a big army. Vehide Shetula Hatitzlach, will it succeed? Halokagazba Karucha Kadim, right when the eastern wind comes, Tivash Yavesh, it will dry up. Alarugo Simchativash. So what are you doing? What are you doing? That's the mashal. Why are you going to the second Nesher? The first Nesher is already destroyed. Rashi has a Ha'ara, interesting on Pasuk Tes. Rashi says Pasuk Tess has every letter of the Aleph Beis in this pasuk, and he wonders why it's not pointed out. Kol Alpha Beis Bimikrazeh V'Tamia Niki Eino Nimne Bimisores. Interesting. What does that mean? What's the message of every letter of the Aleph Beis? So we're familiar with this from the Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara talks about Ashrei. Why do we say Ashrei more than any other parak of Tehillim? Because it has Alpha Beis. Why not the Ashrei Tamim Yaderech? Because it also has Poseiches Yodecha. But what is Aleph to Tav usually mean? It means completion. It means total, the framework. There's nothing outside. There's nothing outside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha, Poseiches Yodecha, is Aleph to Tav. Hashem is in charge of the whole world. So here the destruction is complete. Aleph to Tav. It's all destroyed. It's all dried up. Maybe that's what the message is of the Aleph base. So that is all part one, the Mashal. Now we get into part two. Vahidvar Hashem Eilai Le'mar, Hashem says to me, Emar no lebeis hameri, say to this rebellious house, Halo yedatem ma'ele. Do you know what this means? Emar hine ba melech bavel Yerushalayim. Vayigach as malka vesareh, the king of Bavel is going to come and take the king, take Zidkio, and all the officers. Vayavi osam eilah bavela, and he will bring them to Bavel. Galus. That's what this means. Vayikach mizera maluchan. He's going to take the king. Vayichrosi dobris. He's going to make a covenant. Vayaveoso ba'alaves eli haretz lakach. He's going to make him swear. And all the officers and all the great people are going to come with him. Lihios. What was the shvua? Lios mamlacha shefala levilthias nase. To be a low kingdom. Don't raise yourself up. Don't try to rebel. Lishmaris briso lamda. The problem is, as we learned in Yirmiyahu, as we learned in Malachim, Tzidkio didn't keep his part of the bargain. Vayimrod bo lishloach malachav Mitzrayim. He rebelled to try to send messengers to Mitzrayim. Laseis lo susim v'amrav. Can you help me out? Hayitzlach hayimaleit haosa ele. Will it be successful? Will there be an escape? Right, both successful defeating or yimaleit, at least escaping. Haosa ele, will it happen? Of course not. You're going against the will of Hashem. Vehefer bris v'nimlat. You think you could violate the bris of v'nimlat and be saved? It's not going to happen. It is impossible. Interesting that the pashup shot of the psukim, as we know, is the shvua was that you can't rebel. The Gemara has another level of interpretation in Nedarim that there was another shvua that Tzidkio took to Nebuchadnezzar. We're darshaning on this pasuk. The Gemara there, Nedarim Samach Hey Amad Aleph, quotes. Leich v'nevater nederecha b'midian. Tichsev, v'yo Moshe, ein Allah ela shvua. Tichsev, v'yove oso ba'ala v'gam b'melech Nebuchadnezzar maran. Kasher ishbiyu be'elokim. My marduse. What was the merit? What violation? So the pashas again is that he rebelled. But there is also a detail. First, I'm talking about why Chazal, how they know that there's an added shvua. Ashkechei Tzidkio l'Nebuchadnezzar davikachal arnavachaya. One time Tzidkio found Nebuchadnezzar eating a live rabbit, let's call it. Some type of live animal. If our nevet, that's what we call it today. Armalei shtavali dolamagas ilavei. Nebuchadnezzar says, swear to me that you will never reveal that I was eating this. Velotefik milsa, and the word will never get out. You have to swear to me. Right, Rashi says he had the Mefarish on Nedarim has two pshatim on Chaya. Either it means Edem Bavushelis is uncooked, raw, the Istarmi Chaya Mamish, Sha'achal Osakshi Chaya. Right, the first one, uncooked, is that such a bad thing? Is that such an embarrassing thing? But either way, those are the two pshatim that the Mefarish here Here quotes, but swear to me, Ishtava, so he swore to him. Labasof, Havikam Mitzar, Tzidkio, Bakufe, later Tzidkio was very much in pain. What was he in pain from? Very much in pain. So again, the Mefarish here says, Shea wrote to Allah Sadavar, he was in pain to not the physical pain and any other pain that Nebuchadnezzar was putting him in. He was in pain keeping it a secret. Shea wrote to Legalos Sadavar, Shea Mavazin also B'nei Ha'olam. So he was in pain because he wanted to share this secret with the world so they could make fun of Nebuchadnezzar. Either way, Ishtava lo basof, Avigam Sarah Bishal Gufe, Ichala Shvua say, he had his Shvua matir. He was Nishal on the Shvua in front of the Sanhedrin. The Amar, and he said it over, and that was the merit. Nebuchadnezzar, of course, heard about it, and they were being mevaza him, and he went, and not only punished Zedekiah, he punished the Sanhedrin, because what was it, their business to be Shoal on the Neder? The Ran here talks about, how did they? Hechi Shara Leila Sanhedrin, Zedekiah, how would they matter it? Like, based on which principle? You need a Pesach, you need no light, you need something. So the Ran explains, Ikala Memer, the Dilodvar Mitzvah Matirin, Vitzikioh, Mitzar, Beyoser, Kishaloh, Yachalagalos, Umizbatel, Ayidekach, Mimalecha Shamayim. Wow. Right? Because he wanted to reveal it so much, he was being Mizbatel from Malecha Shamayim. He wasn't able to function as the king. Vigam Mitzvah Samelach, Shamitzava, Alein Latiro, Mitzvah, Alein Lakayim, Pketer Zubatosvas, Vachulu. Again, it's an unusual story that's going on, but it's based on these psukim that there was a type of shvua. But again, the ikar shvua, the pashtus of the shvua was that he would not rebel, and he did rebel and went to Mitzrayim to try to get help, or sent to Mitzrayim to get help, and Hashem says, obviously, it's not going to work. It's like going to the second Nesher. Continuing, Pasuk Tezayin. Chayarinu Hashem Elokim, Imlo B'makam HaMelech HaMamlech Oso. Asher Bazes Alasu, in the place where the king was Mamlechim. Vahar Shaver is Briso, Ito Betok Babel Yamus. He's going to go there and he's going to die there, in the place where the Melech Babel is. Velo Bechayel Gadu Bekal Rav Yaso Sopar Melchal. Power is not going to come and save you with a big army. Bishvok Sololo Vivnos Daik, by building roads and platforms. Lahachmas of Asher's Rabbos, to help kill. It's not happening. Ubaza Allah Lahafer Bris. Vine Nasan Yado Vechal Eila Asa. Lo Yimaleit. He will not escape. He will not escape. The Radak here alludes to the Medrash that we've quoted a number of times. Rashi quotes it back in Sefer Yirmiyahu. The Radak quotes it here in part, that Tzidkio had built an underground tunnel, and he thought he would escape that way, but Hashem made a Tzvi go on top of the tunnel as he was going, and right when he came out of the tunnel, the Babylonians, who had been following the Tzvi, saw and caught Tzidkio right when he came out. Right? Ma'ara Haisim Beit Tzidkio at Arvas Yericho, Ubarach L'derach HaMa'ara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zimein Tzvi, as the Radak says here. Lachein. Continuing this part two of the Nimshal. Komar Hashem Elokim Chai Hashem Imlo Alasi Asher Baza. My oath that you were Mevaza. I told you Nebuchadnezzar was my kli at that time, telling you not to rebel. Brisi Asher Efer Unisate Barosho. I'm going to put this punishment on his head. Rashi says that means the blinding of Tzidkio. Ufarasi Alav Rishti. My net will be spread out. V'nitfas B'mitzudasi. V'aviosia Bavela. V'nishpati Itosham Me Al Ma'alu Asher Ma'alu Bi. Right. I will judge him there for the ma'al v'yadatem, and he will know ki ani Hashem dibarti, that I am Hashem. Finally, part three. Part three now is the final nechama. So what is this nechama talking about? Machlokas Rishonim, the Radak, Machlokas Arachronim also, the Radak and the Malbim both assume this is talking about Shivat Zion, right, going back after 70 years, the very close future in the days of Yechezkel. That's what it's being referred to, that Hashem will replant the Eretz. But the Rashi, the Abarbanel, assumes that it's talking about the Geula Ha'asida. It's not talking about the just future, because who's going to be the king? Zerubbabel. So the Abarbanel says it can't be talking about the Shivat Zion, because Zerubbabel was never Melech in Yerushalayim. Avol ba shama ubanes beis Hashem v'chazel abavel v'sham meis v'avudaso. He quotes Josephus. Therefore, he thinks this is talking about the future Geula, which we will get back to his lashon in a minute. But let's continue and read it. I'll take from that top of the top of the Eretz tree, which was cut off by Nebuchadnezzar, Venasati, and I'll put it back. Miroshin Kosav, Rak Echtof, Vishaltalti Ani Alhar Gavov Talul. I'll put it back on a high mountain. Bahar Marom Yisrael Eshtalenu. I'll plant it again on the mountain. Venasa Anav Asa Peri. It'll have fruit. Vahela Erez Adir. It'll be an amazing cedar. Vishachru Tachtav Kol Tzipar Kol Kanav. All birds, everyone will be there. Viyadu Kalatze Asada, and all the trees will know, which means all the other nations. Ki ani Hashem ishpalti etz gavoa, higbati etz shafal. I am Hashem who raise up the low trees, who push down the tall trees, And Hovashti Eitzlach Ve'efrachti Eitz Yavesh, I dry out the moist trees. I make blossom the dry trees. Ani Hashem Dibarti V'Yasisi. I am Hashem Dibarti V'Yasisi. Interesting diak. If you look in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it ends off the klala with Ani Hashem Dibarti. And here, the last Pasuk ends off Ani Hashem Dibarti V'Yasisi. So the Malbim says this is alluding to the Rambam that we know. The Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, where the Rambam says, when a Navi says something bad is going to happen, might not happen. And if it doesn't happen, that doesn't prove that he's a Navi Sheker. Because maybe B'nai Yisrael did tshuva, maybe we didn't deserve to have the terrible thing happen. But if a Navi says a Dover Tov, if he says it, it's for sure going to happen. It's finally going to happen. And if it doesn't, it's a Navi Sheker. Aval miftiach al tova va'amar sheyia kach v'kach v'lo ba'a tova sha'amar bi'adua shu Navi Sheker. She called Dover Tova sheyigzer hakel afilo al tznai. And that's what Yirmiyo said. He quotes a pasuk by Yirmiyo and Hananya, Vechulu, and others. But the Malbim says, it's Muduyak here. Here, the last pasuk by the Nechama Tova, it says, Dibarti V'Yasisi. It's as if I did it already. Because the other one, the first one, is Ani Dibarti. Maybe if they somehow do tshuva, Hashem knew that they wouldn't, but maybe if they would do tshuva, it wouldn't be Ki'ilu, it was done already. When the Abar Benel writes that it's talking about the Gula Hasida, I just wanted to pick up on two words, which we have mentioned in other contexts. V'ani yomesh lo nemer nebu as well as rubav evo lo abayisheni elo lo asil lovo al melech ha-mashiach b'mheira yigala. He's just writing a pirish on Navi, but he has to add that in. Well, it's talking about Melech HaMashiach, who Beheira Yigala, who shall come at Hashem quickly. It's as if it's a knee-jerk reaction. We've pointed out before the Rambam in Hilchas Parah Aduma, the end of Perek Beis, where the Rambam quotes the Mishnah in Parah, that there were 9 Parah Adumas in history. 9 of them, right? There was one until that Moshe Rabbeinu did. There was a second one that Ezra did. There was 7 from Ezra to Chorban Bayis. And the 10th one, the Rambam says, Yaseh Melech HaMashiach, Mehera Yigala. And in the old version, not the Franco one, the old regular Rambams, it adds in Amen Ken Hiratzon. This is the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. Every word is measured. Mehera Yigala Amen Ken Hiratzon. But that's the Rambam. It's a knee-jerk reaction. When you mention Mashiach, you have to say, may he come quickly. It's part of our emunah. And that's what the Rambam says in terms of, he himself says it in Hilchas Malachim at the end of Mishnah Torah. That's at the begin. That's in Parah. But at the end of Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says, you have to believe it. You have to believe that he is coming. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Malachim, "Kol mi she'eino ma'amin bo, o mi she'eino mechake libi aso." If you don't believe or you don't wait with anticipation for his coming, lo bishar neviim bovadu kofer el batar o Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu said it's going to happen. So if I don't wait for it and if I'm not hoping for it, then I'm denying the Torah, denying a promise in the Torah, and that is kfira of a certain yisod. So anyway, that's how the Abar Benel ends the Perek, and this is how we end the Perek, that these last couple of psukim are talking about either Shiva Tzion or it's talking about the future geula that we are still waiting for, Mehera Yigala. We'll stop here.